proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and on today's program, I would like to continue our series on a concept that is central to the Jewish way of life, and I believe it should be as well for every believer in Jesus. This concept is called hospitality, and hospitality is defined as the generous and friendly treatment of guests. This welcome usually involves providing some type of food and drink, and may even extend to providing lodging for strangers. The Jewish sage Moses Maimonides, also called the Rambam, once said, "Anyone who sits comfortably with his family within his own walls and does not share with the poor is performing a mitzvah not for joy, but for the stomach." We find that hospitality is woven throughout the entire Bible. God commanded this practice according to Exodus 22, verse 21, where it says, "Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt." In other words, hospitality was to be a normal and cultural obligation. One of the greatest examples of how the Jews have practiced hospitality is through the Feast of Israel. Today, we will look at two great examples of this in the Passover, as well as at Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles. But let's begin today with the Passover. This holiday is celebrated in the spring and commemorates the deliverance of the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt. Traditionally, Jewish people have practiced the opening of their door to the poor and needy during the eve of Passover. Jewish homes are especially open during this time. It is a common practice to invite especially someone who has no family nearby to celebrate with them in their homes. One custom that has emerged through the ages is a traditional setting for the prophet Elijah. The prophet Elijah is believed to announce the coming of the Messiah and bring ultimate freedom and redemption to the world. Elijah's seat is left empty at the Passover Seder table until he comes with his announcement. Now, let's look at how hospitality is played out in the Fall Feast of Tabernacles, known in Hebrew as Sukkot. I fondly remember being invited over to a dear friend for their sukkah, or shelter, during this special holiday for a time of food and friendship. In addition, I once had a neighbor who invited me to their family sukkah as their honored guest. Even though we didn't know each other very well, his invitation to join them in their sukkah opened a door of friendship and, for me, a ministry. One fascinating tradition of Sukkot over the centuries is the welcoming of the Ushpizin. The word Ushpizin is Aramaic for guests. Jewish tradition holds that upon each of the 7 nights of Sukkot, 7 biblical guests come to the shelter. These guests are Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Aaron, and David. According to the Bible, each of these Bible characters were uprooted and strangers in their journeys. If you ever get the chance to visit a sukkah during this holiday, you will often find pictures with the names of the Ushpizin on the wall. But when we step back and take a closer look at the theme of hospitality during Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles, it opens our understanding to God's care for His own in the kingdom. It is He who will welcome us and bring us protection and comfort. The prophet Zechariah foretold the fulfillment of this time in the future in Zechariah 14, verse 16, where it says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles." The future with the Messiah will be one of security and settling. We are pilgrims on this earth. As the song says, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." When we enter the presence of our Lord, we will truly be home. What a day that will be! Now, with this in mind, I invite you to join us next time as we will delve deeper into this important topic of hospitality as we look at the example of Jesus the Messiah. I also hope from this study that we will develop a heart of compassion and grace towards strangers and those in need, whether they be Jew or Gentile, and that indeed I challenge that we can use hospitality as a ministry as we reach out to others and to share with them the true love of the Messiah and really welcome them into the family of God. Now, as we do this, let's keep in mind to remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Sha'alum shalom Yerushalayim," pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Again, I invite you to join us next time as we continue this very important topic. Until then, may God bless you. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.